European leaders made some sweeping decisions today in an effort to get control of the European debt crisis. After being accused of dithering and procrastinating for months, leaders met at a special summit in Brussels and agreed on another big bailout for Greece, the total $155 billion. But they also agreed on a partial restructuring of the country's debt, as well as a move to make banks and private investors carry some of the cost. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
As European leaders arrived in Brussels today, they were aware that many commentators were calling this the last chance to save the Greek economy and stop the European debt crisis from spinning out of control. Last night, President Nicolas Sarkozy flew to Berlin for intensive talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The two leaders reportedly spent 7 hours trying to overcome their differences on the Greek bailout. France and Germany knew they would have to pay the most to save Greece, says Philippe Dessertine, a professor at the Paris-based High Finance Institute, but they disagreed on how the bailout plan should be structured.
En clair, les banques françaises sont très fortement
French banks are deeply exposed to Greek debt, but the German taxpayers would not have accepted a plan that just bailed out the French banks. So Merkel wanted the banks and private investors to be part of the bailout this time.
From the beginning of the European debt crisis in February 2010, Sarkozy and Merkel seemed to take completely opposite views on ways of fixing it. Sarkozy organized summits and made sweeping speeches about European unity, peace, and prosperity. Merkel dragged her feet and gave the impression Germany wouldn't mind dropping Greece from the Eurozone altogether. That's all a reflection of the two leaders' different domestic situations, says James Hertling, who follows European finance for Bloomberg News.
The whole issue of Germany subsidizing these fiscally weak states is a very big deal in Germany. It's a very unpopular policy. Germany bit the bullet in the 90s when they paid for the reunification, and they really feel very strongly about Greece needing to bite the bullet.
In France, there's an assumption that the euro will continue regardless, so Sarkozy can grandstand as much as he wants with no political consequences. But with dire warnings that the whole system was heading towards a crash, the two leaders hammered out a compromise that France and Germany and the other eurozone countries could live with. Tonight, Sarkozy announced a second huge financial bailout for Greece, which included a partial restructuring of Greek debt. Interest rates will be lowered and payback periods lengthened. Banks and private investors will also contribute billions to the rescue package this time around. Similar terms will be offered to help Ireland and Portugal deal with their debt problems.
We are fully supporting Greece and the euro because it is our historic responsibility to Europe in this common currency. I want to tell the Greek people that we know you are trying and Europe will be by your side. We will not abandon a eurozone member.
More details of the package will emerge over the next few days, but Sarkozy and the other European leaders hope they've turned a corner on the European debt crisis. Sarkozy also said, "Angela and I will have a plan for a new European financial governance by the end of the summer." For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.